Morning, Christ is our mess.
He is
and I say also welcome to those of us who are streaming online with us this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The birth of a child is always an exciting event. The expectant parents prepare their home for the newborn. They set aside a room. They paint the walls. A crib and a dresser and a changing table are installed. The room is stocked with baby wipes and diapers and onesies and everything else. Today, we are preparing for the arrival of a newborn child. We are decorating our homes, putting up the Christmas tree, going Christmas shopping, making plans for the Christmas meal. Today is the second Sunday before Nativity, the Sunday of the Holy Forefathers. Remember those, the righteous ones of the Old Covenant, the patriarchs, the prophets, and the righteous women, who through their faith, obedience, and witness made the world ready for the coming of the Messiah. And today, in the church, we're reminded to make our souls ready for the coming of the newborn Messiah. In preparation for the Nativity, we sing this wonderful 1,000-year-old hymn. It's written by an 11th century bishop named Byzantius. And if you open your bulletin on the back of the music sheet, if you want to follow with me, I'm going to take and share a little bit from that hymn, that 1,000-year-old hymn that we sing. It begins, "Make ready, cave, for the young female lamb comes bearing Christ in her womb." Make ready, cave, this cave. The cave is a metaphor for all creation, all the earth, everyone, and everything ever created. So this hymn is saying, hey, get ready, world. Prepare yourselves to receive the newborn Messiah, our Savior, for the young female lamb. No, young female lamb. That's the Theotokos, Mother of God. She is called a young female lamb because why? She's carrying in her womb the Lamb of God. Remember when Jesus was approached, when Jesus approached St. John the Baptist, her baptism, what does St. John say when he looks at her? Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. So Mary is carrying in her womb the Lamb of God who will take away our sins through the cross and tomb, empty tomb. Then the next hymn, next sentence, manger, receive him, who by a word has released the dwellers of the lawlessness. No, it's a manger. A manger is a food trough for animals, for horses and cattle. Christ our God is going to be laid in a manger in Bethlehem. The bread of life is going to be laid in a manger in Bethlehem. And the word Bethlehem, I've said it before here at St. Justin's, means house of bread. So the bread of life is laid in a manger to become our bread of life. That if we should eat of it, as St. John the Theologian tells us, we will, or Christ says in the Gospel, St. John the Theologian, we too will live forever. It's good to note, too, the plate that the priest carries with the bread on it because of this image here. When he carries, it's called a paten, when he carries it around, or a deacon, I should say, carries it around, this plate, basically it's a plate in the air. On it, most often, is either an icon, the Theotokos carrying Christ in her womb, or the manger, the bread of life coming into the world. Shepherds abiding in the fields, the hymn continues. Bear witness to the fearful wonder. You magi from Persia, offer to the king gold, myrrh, and frankincense. These shepherds and these magi represent all the people who Christ came for, meaning the whole world. The shepherds are the Jews. They are God's chosen people. And they are poor, they are simple, they're uneducated. And these magi, sometimes they're called the three kings, are Gentiles, they're outsiders. They are not Jews, they are not God's chosen people. In fact, they're Zoroastrians, according to biblical scholars. They are called wise men because they're very educated. And they're kings, meaning they're worldly leaders. They rule, and they're very wealthy. And so the hymn is saying here, Christ comes for everyone, the whole world, repeating the message of the gospel. for the Jew, the Gentile, the rich and the poor, the educated and the simple, shepherds and kings, you and I, Christ has come for. And then this hymn ends with this beautiful image. For the Lord appeared from the virgin mother, and she, bending over him in her handmaid, worshipped him. She's got him in his arms, worshipping him, saying, how were you sown in me as a seed? How have you grown in me, my Redeemer and my God? The Mother of God, the Theotokos, she's pondering this great mystery that God took on flesh. How could this happen? Who's ever thought of such a thing? Nobody ever imagined this. And as we will sing on Christmas morning, the pre-eternal God being born as a young child. She's pondering, wow, God is born in me. God is born for the salvation of the world. So back when our Lord was born, there was a holy and righteous elder living in Jerusalem named Simeon. In Luke chapter 2, read how it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing the Christ. In Luke, the Lord's Christ, meaning the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Simeon was an old man. For many years, he waited to see the Messiah. Imagine this, I'm going to see the Messiah. Where is he? His life is like all about that because he's a holy man. For many years, he's looking. He had a long time to ponder what this might be like. What would it be like when the Messiah comes? Simeon, being a pious man, reading scripture and everything, he knew that God walked in the garden with Adam, that God was fire when he spoke to Moses in the burning bush, that God led Israel as a cloud by day and as a pillar of fire by night. On Mount Sinai, he descends as fire and as a cloud. He walked in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel saw a vision of God as the Ancient of Days. So we have an old man, we have all these different images. And then how God appeared as an angel and he wrestles with Jacob. So what does Simeon expect to see? What is the schema? Will God be fire? Will he be an angel? Will he be an old man? Will it be like the high priest Melchizedek? What will he be? So what happens? 40 days after the birth of Christ, Mary and Joseph bring the infant, Jesus, to the temple. So Simeon's there, right? He's a holy man. He's hanging out at the temple. Immediately, Simeon, seeing Jesus, says, recognize Jesus in the Messiah. Immediately, boom. Wow, how is this possible? How is Simeon able to receive or recognize this infant baby in the arms of Jesus, at the arms of Mary, and walking with Joseph? How is he able to recognize this? Because Simeon was spiritually prepared. Being righteous, he always prayed. He lived his life in God. He went to temple. He kept the fast and studied scripture. And the fruit of this, St. Luke says, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Simeon takes our Lord up in his arms and he says, Lord, now lest thy servant depart in peace. Let me fall asleep now. I've met the Lord. Lord, let thy servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Simeon was spiritually prepared to recognize and receive the Messiah. In this season, this time now in the church, the season of Advent, the Nativity Fast, helps us to be like Simeon, prepared to meet the Lord's Christ. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and he carried Jesus. He literally became a Christ bearer. Advent is all about preparing us to become Christ bearers. Just as the cave in Bethlehem was a place for our Lord's nativity, we now are preparing ourselves to be a place of our Lord's nativity. Father Tom Hopko wrote in his wonderful book, The Winter Pascha, Jesus Christ is physically and spiritually formed in the body of Mary so that he might be formed in us as well. Then Father Tom continues, this is the meaning of Christmas, which is the meaning of life itself. Christ in us, we in Christ. God with us with God. brothers and sisters, we are now fortunate to have, as we're just so fortunate in our culture to have the season of spiritual preparation, this Nativity Fast. It helps us to get past the noise, the busyness, and distractions of our culture's secular Christmas. When I was a kid growing up in newspaper, there was always a thing in the newspaper that said, how many shopping days were left to Christmas? There are now only 9 days left for Advent to prepare ourselves for the Nativity of the Lord. There are only 9 days left of increased prayer, fasting, and almsgiving until Christmas. There are only 9 days left to make ourselves ready for the coming of the Messiah. So I invite all of you in these coming days to make ready, to make our hearts to be like that cave in Bethlehem, and to be like that manger, and to receive the pre-eternal God, Jesus Christ, our God, to be born within us as a young child. To Christ be glory, honor, worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.